Khartoum's residential streets are lined with hundreds of graves. Cemeteries have run out of space. Abdin Khidir is an undertaker in Omdurman, a western district of Khartoum.
The numbers of dead became really big. We bury at least 50 people per day. These are all fresh bodies.
Sudan's civil war erupted in April 2023, a brutal power struggle between the army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. An estimate widely used by international aid agencies said just over 20,000 civilians had died from the violence in the first 14 months of the war. But a new study from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine looked at multiple sources and suggests the death rate is much higher. Maysoon Dahab is lead author of the report.
In the first 14 months of the war, there has been a 50% increase in the death rate in Khartoum State alone. That amounts to about 61,000 deaths due to disease, starvation, and directly from the violence itself. Amongst that 61,000, we have about 26,000 who have been killed directly by violence.
Separately, the aid group Doctors Without Borders says that since January this year, one in six of its patients at a Khartoum hospital were children under 15. Many sustained severe injuries from gunshots, blasts and shrapnel. There's also been a rise in cases of severe malnutrition among children. The United Nations says the conflict has forced 11 million people to flee their homes, with some 25 million people, half of Sudan's population, needing food aid, making it the world's biggest hunger crisis. It's vital that more is done to end the suffering, says Dahab.
So in the case of the international community, ensuring the understanding that aid efforts need to be increased, scaled and put out to inaccessible populations. In terms of actors who are shaping the war, what we hope to put out in terms of the research is the true price of this war, so that they are able to make their decision based on those facts.
The United States Special Envoy for Sudan, Thomas Perriello, traveled to Khartoum last week for talks with Sudan's army chief.
We also share the aspiration for this war to end as soon as possible, to see an end to the horrific atrocities.
There are few signs that either the Sudanese army or the Rapid Support Forces are ready to agree a truce. Meanwhile, Russia last week vetoed a UN Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire, saying the process excluded Sudan itself. Britain, which sponsored the resolution alongside Sierra Leone, labelled Moscow's veto a disgrace. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.